Saturday, March 1st. First reading from Sirach chapter 17, verses 1 through 15. God from the earth created man, and in his own image he made him. He makes man return to earth again, and endows him with a strength of his own. Limited days of life he gives him, with power over all things else on earth. He puts the fear of him in all flesh, and gives him rule over beasts and birds. He created for them counsel, and a tongue, and eyes, and ears, and an inventive heart, and filled them with the discipline of understanding. He created in them knowledge of the Spirit. With wisdom he fills their heart. Good and evil he shows them. He puts the fear of himself upon their hearts, and showed them his mighty works, that they might glory in the wonder of his deeds, and praise his holy name. He has set before them knowledge, a law of life as their inheritance, an everlasting covenant he has made with them. His justice and his judgments he has revealed to them. His majestic glory their eyes beheld, his glorious voice their ears heard. He says to them, "Avoid all evil." Each of them he gives precepts about his fellow men. Their ways are ever known to him. They cannot be hidden from his eyes. Over every nation he places a ruler, but God's own portion is Israel. All their actions are clear as the sun to him. His eyes are ever upon their ways. Haydock Commentary. Man was designed to be immortal, and was made like to God in his soul, which is spiritual and intelligent. But sin caused his days to be shortened. By original sin, he lost the justice which he had at first received. The dominion of man over nature is greatly diminished since the fall. Man has understanding and may merit, which brute beasts cannot. God has given them a law in their hearts and will bring them to judgment. The observance of the law of life will ensure life both now and forevermore, see Romans 10:5. The law was the peculiar privilege of Israel, though the natural law had the same effect, and God had left none without sufficient light. The law was for a trial of obedience. His majestic glory their eyes beheld, that is, when he gave the law on Mount Sinai, Exodus 20:18. Each of them he gives precepts about his fellow men, that is, the seven last precepts of the law written on the second tablet. The Gospel from Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. People were bringing children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me, do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Then he embraced the children and blessed them, placing his hands on them. Haydock Commentary. Venerable Bede says, "Unless we are possessed of the innocence and purity of little children, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. By the kingdom of heaven we may here understand the truths of the gospel. For as a child never contradicts its teachers, nor opposes to them vain reasonings and empty words, but faithfully and readily receives their instructions, and with fear obeys them, so must we implicitly obey, and without any opposition, receive the word of the Lord."